It's known that the Chazal say, our rabbis tell us about the time of when Mashiach was born. So it says a very interesting thing, that straight away at the moment of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the moment Mashiach was born. And there's a medrash that tells us the following story about it. That somebody was going in this on the way, and he heard how a cow made a sound. And it belonged to an Arab. So when the cow made one sound, he knew that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. Then when the cow moved again, he said, aha, the Meshion Shel Yisrael, the savior of the Jewish people, has been born. In other words, Mashiach Tzidkenu, which is the savior of the Jewish people, was born immediately after the moment of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now we know the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makdim Refuah L'Mako. Hashem brings the refuah, the cure, before L'Mako, before the punishment. So, where do we find that Hashem, even before the punishment of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, brought the cure to the destruction? This is where we find it. That Mashiach was born immediately in the moment after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. That means that when was his mother pregnant with him? 9 months before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So it comes out that 9 months before the Churban, Hashem is already preparing, before the destruction, Hashem is already preparing the rebuilding by making Mashiach be born immediately after the Churban. What do we see? A very interesting thing. The Mashiach Tzidkenu is ready the entire time of the Golos, because he was born a moment after the destruction. And this sounds a little bit funny. How could it really be that Mashiach, which at the time of the destruction was only a baby of 1 day old, how could he be the savior of the Jewish people at that time? Can a baby be Mashiach? And the explanation is that Mashiach is something that's very, very higher, much greater than someone, one of us that are limited. Even a baby of 1 day old could be Mashiach and could have limitless powers to be able to redeem the Jewish people. We know that all Jewish people have a neshama, and there are 5 levels of the neshama: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida. 5 levels. And the most deepest inner level, the highest, the quintessential point of every single Jew, Jewish soul, is the yechida, the godly spark that's inside him, that's connected to Yochid, to Hashem. Just like this is so in every single Yid. The same thing there is in the Jewish people at large, as all as one body, all the Jewish souls as a body, the yechida, the essence of all the Jewish people together, is the neshama of Mashiach. The essence of the Jewish soul, the essence of all the Jewish people, is limitless and boundless. It has absolutely no limitations of the limitations of our world of time and space, Zman and Mokim. It's totally beyond that. And therefore it's understood that when we're talking about Mashiach Tzidkenu, which his inyan is Yechida, so even if he is a child of 1 day old, as was the Meshion Shel Yisrael in the moment after the Churban, it's not a contradiction to being able to redeem the Jewish people. We find this, a similar thing, in the time right when Hashem created the world. we find different medrashim which describe a very high level of shlemus, of completion, even in babies of a day old. We find the medrash says that the mazoles, all the constellations in the sky, would go much faster when Hashem created the world. This was because when Hashem created the world, it was still before the sin of the Chetei Tzadas. And therefore, the world was on a much higher and more complete level than after the sin of the Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas, from the tree, which brought bad into the world and made the world have a descent, which we are trying to fix through our Aveda till today. But before Adam sinned, the world was much more complete state. Another medrash we find that when a child was born, would be born at that time before the chait, his mother would send him to bring a knife to cut his umbilical cord. Now, if this is the case, that even a baby of a day old had such power at that time, at the onset of creation, how much more so, and how much greater will be the time of Mashiach, when the world will be much, much more complete, and on a much higher level, even than the time of before the sin, that for sure, Mashiach will be able to be even a baby of a day old, and he will be able to grow fast and be capable of redeeming the Jewish people. We find this also, these amazing, miraculous things, that the Medrash says that when Mashiach is going to come, a woman will have a child every single day. And the Tzemach Tzedek writes in his writings of Chassidus on Tilim, he writes that just like there is pregnancy for 9 months, when Mashiach will come, it will take 9 hours. We also find what it's brought down in the Haftarah of Achron Shel Pesach about the promises of what are going to be when Mashiach is going to come. It says the famous verse, "V'gor is the avim keves, the wolf will lie with the lamb, v'na'ar katan ne'egbam, and a young child will guide them and lead them." Now nowadays, even a big person can't control and lead wild animals. And yet when Mashiach is going to come, even a baby will be able to control these animals. So this teaches us that at the time of the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, in the Gula HaSida, it will be able to be even a young, small child, as Mashiach was in the moment of the onset of the Golos, when Neilad Mashiach and Shal Yisrael, when Mashiach was born, when he was yet 1 day old.